Nolte, Black Man Protesting in Blackface Booted from Sarah Silverman Show. By John Nolte on February 10, 2023. A black man says he was manhandled and removed from a February 4 Sarah Silverman concert for wearing blackface. The 71-year-old Michael B. Jackson says he wore the blackface to protest Silverman's use of blackface 15 years ago in a skit on her canceled TV show. Jackson said things got so rough, six security guards were necessary to remove him, and he ended up in the hospital. Jackson claims he was there to protest peacefully, but Silverman's opening act, Rory Albanese, spotted him and started insulting him. Jackson says he did not reply. Then, for Jackson, Albanese called security to have Jackson move to a balcony seat. The New York Post. In a video of the altercation, which the protester filmed on his phone, security can be seen repeatedly asking the audience member to leave. The senior repeatedly refuses, declaring that he has the right to be here because he bought tickets. The feed cuts out before the alleged physical ejection. However, Jackson claimed that security summoned police, who slapped him with a ticket for trespassing. A casino rep has since confirmed that the protester has been given the ticket for refusing to leave until police escorted him out of the building. Sarah Silverman had the security goons at the Ocean Resort Casino in AC attack me and rough me up because I wore blackface at her show last night. Jackson wrote on Instagram with a photo of him in the hospital bed still in blackface, "I wound up in the hospital. I'm 71 years old and it took six of them. Apparently Sarah Silverman feels it okay for her to wear blackface, but no one else." Jackson described the treatment as racially motivated. According to the Post, the aging comedian came out on stage, addressed the incident, and said she would have apologized to Jackson had he still been in the audience when she began her performance. "Silverman is a coward and idiot. She left herself open to these kinds of stunts, not because she did a blackface skit, but because she turned into a woke fascist who unnecessarily apologized for doing a blackface skit. The point of the skit was to ridicule herself, not to demean black people. Just because today's censors have declared that kind of comedy, and pretty much all comedy, off limits, does not make what she did wrong. Intent matters. Her intent was to mock herself. She should not have apologized for mocking herself. What's more, as soon as she admitted to doing something wrong, she left herself open to being attacked for it for the rest of her life. You cannot apologize to the woke McCarthyites. These people never forgive. The moment they sense that vulnerability, they will continue to exploit it. The woke Nazis do not graciously accept apologies and move on. Instead, they taunt and persecute you forever. They want you on your knees crying and begging. The only way to stop them is to tell them to go to hell. Once they know they cannot bully you, they will move on to weaker prey. I have no sympathy for Silverman. She sold herself out. She sold her profession out. She sold out artistic freedom and her art form. She's getting exactly what appeasers deserve, unending misery.